proud UK citizens. New government proposals to increase the national pride of UK citizens. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. Well, the government has just announced its proposals for strengthening UK citizenship. Here to discuss this issue is our reporter, Ben Arnold.
Hello. Yes, the government thinks there has been a decrease in national pride, particularly amongst young people, so they've come up with proposals to tackle this issue.
What ideas have they come up with?
Well, they think that school children should pledge their commitment to Queen and country, and they think that children who are about to leave school should have a citizenship ceremony. This would mark their transformation from a student into an active citizen.
OK, so that's their idea for children. But what about the rest of us?
Well, they're also planning to update the national anthem, introduce a new public holiday as a national day, and inform us all of the rights and responsibilities of being a British citizen. On top of this, they're thinking of reintroducing Britain's very old treason laws. So, for example, sleeping with the wife of the heir to the throne would be punishable by life in prison.
I see. And what is the government hoping to achieve by these measures?
Well, they want to instill a greater sense of community and national pride, and they want young school leavers to be aware of what is expected of them as British citizens.
And does everyone agree with these proposals?
No. Many people are against the idea. They think that these measures are not going to make people more proud of their country. They also say that it is undemocratic, as it doesn't give us the freedom to make our own choices on the matter.
I see. I'm also curious as to what will happen if school children refuse to take part in the citizenship ceremony.
Well, this is an important question. If children refused to take part, would they be made to feel less loyal and patriotic than other people? Then there is also the question of pledging commitment to the Queen. There are a significant number of people who are anti-monarchist and believe that the UK shouldn't even have a king or queen.
I see. A very interesting topic with lots of points to discuss. Thanks, Ben.